What's up, guys? Today I'm gonna give you my top five reasons why a few people win at poker, but most do not win. Let's jump right into it. All right, guys, so if you played any amount of poker, you probably noticed that there is a handful of people that seem to be winning all the time. They're winning the big tournaments, winning the cash games consistently, and there are five specific reasons that I have found over my decade-long career as a professional poker player and having coached hundreds of students at the small and mid stakes. Let's jump into it right now, counting down from five to one. Number five is they have a short memory. Guys, the handful of winning poker players understand that you are going to face endless bad beats, setups, coolers, and the like. Miracle River cards, they're gonna come like an avalanche over your poker career, and there's nothing you can do to avoid this. It is literally, you are on the endless roller coaster of what we call variance in this game. So they understand that you cannot control your short-term results. You have to focus instead on the process, and that is why winning poker players do not get wrapped up in individual hands. You'll never see them, you know, in the comment section or at the live poker table peddling their bad beat stories about how their ace-king got cracked again and they're so unlucky. Guys, you will not see winning poker players doing that because they have a short memory. They are already moved on to the next hand. They're not thinking about how they got so unlucky in the previous hand, which brings me on to reason number four that only a few people win at poker, and that is that they have a thick skin as well. They understand that you're gonna have egg all over your face sometimes, guys, in this game. You're gonna make a bluff that gets called down, even if it was the right bluff. And I have multiple videos that I've made recently talking about how to make sophisticated advanced bluffs on this channel. By the way, make sure you subscribe so you never miss my new videos. And I try to mention in all those situations that sometimes you're gonna get called. Sometimes, you know, they're gonna laugh at you. You're gonna say, oh, what a stupid bluff. I called you down. You're such a fish. I mean, I've been called every name on earth at the poker tables over the years, including a lot of pretty nasty stuff. And guys, you really just have to understand that it's just all chatter. It's just all noise. People are gonna say endless crap at the poker table, and you have to be able to tune it out. If it is a problem for you, put on a good pair of headphones, put on your sunglasses if you want, and just tune it out and just focus on playing your A game. Which brings me on to reason number three that a few people win at poker and most do not, and that is that they work harder than everyone else. I've talked about in a few videos on this channel when I was first coming up in my professional poker career. Poker was my entire life. Like, there literally was nothing else. After I quit my job, especially, I would just play all day. And if I was not playing poker, I was studying poker. I was learning from high-level poker strategy books, high-level poker training courses. I was hiring coaches. I had a mental game coach, which I'm gonna discuss a little bit in a second here. The bottom line, guys, is there's never been more opportunity for you to improve at poker these days. I'll include links for everything that I suggest in the description below, but there's also never been a time when there's more poker action, whether that's online or live. You can literally always find a game, and if you take this game seriously, then you're going to be working hard on your game all the time, and this includes a proper diet, regular exercise, and an optimized sleep schedule as well. Real professional poker players, guys, I've said it before, they treat this game like a professional athlete. Their mind is never turned off. When you take this game seriously, this is all there is. Like I said, I used to dream about flops. When you really want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, as our favorite friend E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher says, that is when you're finally going to have success in this game. Which brings me on to reason number two that a few people win at poker and most do not, and that is that they react better in the moment than everyone else. Guys, poker is a game of high emotion played in the moment. It is a very fast-paced game, especially if you play online with in a format like Zoom, for example, which deals 10 times as fast as a game in a casino. And a regular poker game, by the way, online, deals 3 times as fast as a game in a casino. So you have to get used to the endless emotional roller coaster in this game. Guys, you'll notice that on this list, I talk more about the mental side of the game than anything else, because again, throughout my 10 plus years of professional in this game, I can tell you that the number one reason why people don't have success is because they fail on the emotional side. It's not that they don't know know the technical side. Most people actually play reasonably well these days. And by the way, if you don't have a solid strategy yet in place, if you don't know the proper tight and aggressive strategy that's going to get you success in small and mid-stakes games, I would recommend just reading my free poker cheat sheet. That'll be the top link in the description below, and it'll walk you through my entire strategy on how to play your ace king when you miss the flop and so on and so forth. But guys, it's really the emotional side, the mental side that holds so many people back in this game. And that is why I really focus heavily on this off the table stuff. Your diet, exercise, meditation, optimized sleep. This stuff is so important. Guys, you have to challenge yourself to simply react better than everybody else at your poker table if you want to have real success in this game. And reason number one that most people do not succeed in this game and only a few win is, of course, they play better than everyone else. Once again, guys, I would recommend using a basic, tight, and aggressive strategy, especially for small and mid-stakes games. This means you're playing roughly between 15 and 20% of your hands. Once again, I actually have charts in my free poker cheat sheet, top link in the description below, that shows you exactly what hands to play. Then you want to be raising or re-raising the vast majority of the time before the flop, and then you want to be following that up with some additional aggression on the flop and turn and river, depending heavily on the player type, the board runout, and so on. But guys, the bottom line with poker is that this is a game of cold hard math, statistics, and odds, and if you simply get them in your favor more often than not, you're going to have success in the long run. Guys, as I hope you enjoyed this poker podcast episode, if you want to know my complete strategy for beating small and mid-stakes poker games, make sure you go grab a copy of my free poker cheat sheet that's available on my website at blackrain79.com. And also make sure you hit like and subscribe here to the podcast, as I'm putting out new episodes every single week to help you guys quickly get beating your poker games. I wish you guys all the best at the poker tables. I'll catch you next week. This has been Nathan Williams with blackrain79.com.